There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Good election moments.
That's fantastic. Total blast from the past. Well, we're here again. I can tell you, Rico and I. People, you won't believe. Here was the 30-minute lead up to us doing the show today. Rico and I watching rage quit videos.
Well, first, it started off with falling down.
Right. And then rage quit, where a guy took a sledgehammer to his cubicle. And then we finished with a dessert course that was TV news meltdowns.
Right. The weatherman.
You guys just want me to come out here all the time and say it's sunny. You tried doing this for 5 hours.
So that's how we start. That's how we had the run-up to the show today. All right, so the Lions made a trade. There you go. 248. Is it good enough? I don't know what planet I'm on. I heard a bunch of people complaining it's not enough. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Did you think Jesus was going to come down in Jordan sandals and play edge for this team? Za'Darius Smith's a really good football player. I mean, yeah, we would have loved to have gotten Lawrence Taylor, but I'm pretty sure he's cracked out. Like, I mean, I don't know what to do anymore with these people.
I think, what it was they wanted the Max Crosby.
We all do.
They wanted right team, wrong guy. You mean we couldn't get Myles Garrett? No.
Instead, you get a guy who at every stop has been productive. He's got the physical size to be more of an edge setter. He's not a Sam. He's actually like a pass rusher. He fits what they want. They like the person. And he's ready to come here and play winning football. Like, and again, you gave up nothing. Nothing. So there's idealistic and realistic. Of course, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were shooting for the stars. But you see what the trade market is. And I don't want to demean Za'Darius Smith. He's a very good football player. Am I going to call him this, unbelievable, surefire Pro Bowl guy at age 32, 33? Probably not. But is he a guy who can play 25 snaps a week with the explicit instructions, murder that man? Mm-hmm. See the guy holding the football back there with the single bar face mask? Kill him. That's it. Well, it was a really nice move for the Lions. Now, I don't know. Now, the other side of Lions fandom is another collection of whack balls, which is, you only said it was really good. Wait, you're a hater. Can't help you. No, I'm not going to sell you that you've just traded for Nick Bosa. Like, so if you don't say it's the greatest trade in the history of great trades, you're the devil. And then there's another side of the fan base. Oh, it's not enough. Wah. And I'm like, I couldn't believe what I was listening to. I was very pleased with what Brad Holmes did. Why can't I just be happy?
It is, because here's what taught me. Lions learned lesson from last year. Last year, they thought, we're good. We don't need to make any types of moves. We got all the pieces in place. This year, Aiden goes down, a lot of different pieces. Davenport, like, you lose a lot of pieces. Brad, instead of just, he saw what we saw. Yeah, we're winning games, but, oh, my goodness, this defense is bad. We got to make a move. And he made a move. He didn't break the bank. You get to keep a lot of your, you get your first round selections and all of that get to stay. But it showed me growth. It showed me progress. It showed me that Brad Holmes understands that you cannot stand pat. You have to go out there and you have to constantly keep evolving and making your team better. Why? Because that's what the top teams do. You saw last night, the Chiefs made a trade a few weeks ago. DeAndre Hopkins, he comes in, bang, not one, but two touchdowns, helps them win that game. You have to do the same. The great teams never just stand by and say, we're just good enough.
Here, like for instance, I'll give you an example. Aiden gets hurt. Here's Brad Holmes watching their pass rush. Nope, just kidding. The computer's broken. You know, I'm not far from being the guy who took a sledgehammer to his computer. That's where I'm at. Here's my point. Brad. We lost Rico.
Brad?
Now, here's what Brad did. Wait for it. Almost there. Almost there. There you go. So it's like the end of intervention. Brad got in the van. Mm. Look, man, we got a bunch of people who love you like crazy. We feel like we're losing you. You need some help. Now, Brad doesn't need help with addiction. He needed help with his pass rush. Get in the damn van, get on the plane to Shady Acres, and go get that help. And that's what they did. So I am just fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not overly excited or overly unhappy. I'm fine. This was the bare minimum needed. We said it 2 weeks ago, the floor was going to be Za'Darius Smith. They did it. So I'd like to know where people are at with it. I mean, I'm fully comfortable saying you're winning the Super Bowl. It's what I said to start the year. And yes, without Aiden, I told you, until or unless you address it, I think you would contend for the Super Bowl. Now you've gotten Za'Darius Smith. I have no problem telling my listeners, you're winning the Super Bowl. It's happening. Rico will have the kissing booth at the Kearns clock. It's going to be an incredible parade. I believe it.
No, you put yourself in the category. You put yourself. You kept pace with the top teams that you're going to be competing with for that trophy. You, by going out and adding Za'Darius Smith, you're taking luck out of it and you're putting skill back in. Because the last couple of games you won, but my goodness, look at what really happened. And it's not to say that the Lions are a bad team or a lucky team, but you caught so many breaks. Like, yes, anybody could have beaten the Titans, but it was how you did it. And then just every little thing that happened in Green Bay was like, wow, you're catching a lot of breaks. Now you're going to be able to go and pressure a quarterback. You're going to have somebody who already has 5 sacks this year, who already has 23 tackles, to get pressure and go after the quarterback. Now, the difference is he's not going to have Myles Garrett on the other side. It's going to be him. He's going to be the alpha dog. So he's going to be the guy that people draw schemes for. But maybe by doing that, you free up some of your other pass rushers to go and get some pressures on quarterback. Because, yeah, Jordan Love on a bad leg, you should have been eating him alive and you weren't.
The only guy who was able to get some pressure and it was bull rush up the middle was Aleem McNeil. Well, you need edge pressure to complement that. I think the biggest thing it'll do, probably reduce your blitz rate about 10%, and it'll make the blitzes you do bring more effective. Because what they don't have right now are guys that can win one-on-one. They just don't have it. Rico, here's the one thing I'll caution people. I'm not sitting here telling you Za'Darius Smith is going to make you totally happy every week, that you're going to see, oh my God, he had 11 pressures. No. I think what you've done here is quite frankly, it's more replacing Marcus Davenport than Aiden Hutchinson.
Good way of putting it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You've got a pro. You got a guy that's probably not at this state of his career capable of giving you 50, 60 elite snaps. But he can come in here and be better than what you got. Definitely restock. Like, hey, one of our starting DNs is back. And then, yeah, look, you're going to have to be creative. There is no replacing Aiden unless you pulled a Crosby or a Garrett or, you know, dug up the bones of Lawrence Taylor. Like, there was never going to be a guy. So I'm good with it. I think it's the minimum of what they needed to do, and they did it. Credit Brad Holmes. But I heard people wanting more. I've heard people who, you know, they think it's the greatest thing since pants with pockets. I'm right in the middle on it. They did what they needed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, you needed a B to pass the semester. They got a B.
Yeah.
And they're going to, I believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. So there you go. Rico will take you to 6-248-539-9797. David.
Can I interest you in a sledgehammer?
Yeah, honestly. David, what are your thoughts on it? Or are you still priming your pump over Mike Williams?
You think I'm really happy about that move?
First place Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know. Mike Williams.
I don't see either of your hands.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Mike Williams.
I'll say this.
Giggity-goo.
Uh-oh.
Lions fans. No. For Mike Williams? No. No need to put it in the system for that. Lions fans, you might as well book your Super Bowl tickets for the next 3 years because they got Za'Darius Smith, and that's what you're going to do now, right?
No, they're going to go this year. He may not even be on the team next year.
Well, they're going to make it anyway because the Lions are great. That's all you need to know.
They are. David, they're winning the Super Bowl. I've said that since August. I believe this team is winning the Super Bowl. Like, that's not – I'm not joking. It's what I said sitting in Las Vegas doing the NFL kickoff show with you guys. I don't know what else I can say.
There's nothing else to say.
No, you have them. I got them in the four teams that can win.
Exactly.
Being there before, one lucky break or one bad break, and it's just like, wow, your linebacker's out because he was celebrating. It happens. But looking at this now, for you, the Lions, you're trying to keep pace of all your games here at Ford Field. If that happens, then yeah, you're going to be going off to the Mercedes-Benz Dome or whatever you call it now.
That's
in New Orleans.
Right.
You're on pace for that.
I think is it the Caesars Superdome? Is it the Caesar? You know what? No one cares.
You're going to New Orleans.
Yeah, there you go. The place is a dump.
Yeah, you're going to New Orleans, and you keep this pace. And then, and now you have to worry about Mahomes or Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, whoever represents the AFC. But so long as you play every game at Ford Field, I do think that you're going to be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're not factoring in a very important metric, AWG. You know what AWG is? Mm-hmm. All-weather Goff. It's been engaged. All-weather Goff, now featuring rain ability.
So is this like mobile Goff? He's been upgraded?
Yes, yes.
Everybody bring in your mobile Goff. We're going to upgrade you to AWG.
You're getting AWG. All-weather Goff has been engaged, now featuring monsoon ability.
All-terrain Goff.
ATG. Mm-hmm. Listen. Here's the question. It cuts two ways. If it's not enough, what do you want them to do? And if it is enough, are you willing to gird your loins and just say it? You're winning the Super Bowl. Can you bring yourself to say that? There you go. 248-539-9797. Anything I forget, David?
No.
You're beautiful. You look great today. Kenny, what side are you on, or do you want time to think?
No, I don't need time to think. I'm just riding the wave of excitement right now because I feel like I'm similar to you. I feel like I'm just, except being a...
Say the words.
Being a Lions fan, I'm girding my loins. I'm doing a lot of girding over here.
Say the words. Say the other words.
Super Bowl.
No, say them together like a Lego set. Snap them in place. The Lions are...
The Lions are winning the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Say it with your chest.
You know, saying it out loud has a therapeutic effect because now I believe it even more.
Say it again.
The Lions are winning the Super Bowl. The Lions are winning the freaking Super Bowl.
Now say it with a better F word.
No. No, 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 no.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Apologies for the delay. David was openly cursing in the talkback between the break. I would go to ticket text, but I don't want to speak to you right now. You are not in a good place mentally, David, and I'm just going to get with the people.
You know what? I say we just switch places. Let's go back there and answer the phone and just let David have the mic till 6.
David was a dead ringer for Bill Bonds' rant. He's available on YouTube right there.
Go ahead, David. What?
You know what? I'm going to let these fans have their moment. They made a great trade today, so there you go.
Everybody can get your moment. Mike Williams, David.
Yeah.
Okay,
Mr. Privileged. Right.
Yeah.
That guy was built in a lab to be a red zone target. Meanwhile, the Giants are playing the role of condom to the rest of the league.
High price condom.
Yeah. We've traded no one. Lions made a really nice move. I'm happy. I do believe you're winning the Super Bowl. But if you guys want to complain, complain.
I like it. I think you remain competitive because without adding a body today, eventually that defense was going to wear down. And you were not going to catch every break that you did, and it was going to get exposed.
You're such a hater.
No, it just frustrates me.
The stats that you had, like, other teams pretty much doubled what you did. You just outscored them, but the productivity that they had and the lack of edge rush, lack of pressure on the quarterback,
Let me offer this. Part of the reason I believe the Lions are winning the Super Bowl, they are the best coached team in the league. And what I mean by that is no team emulates their coach more. And the way that Campbell wants to play the game, they feed off it. The fourth downs, the gambling, the guts, the grit, the ability that no one, they play complete complementary football. And if anything, here we go. People are going to get all upset at old Mikey. If anything, with how good your kicking game is, I'd be going for it less. Because Jack Fox could punt from the parking lot and flip the field.
Wait, have you not noticed? They really aren't going for it that much.
I mean, Sunday. Two fourth down, the two touchdowns.
Yes, but at that point, the second touchdown, I probably would have kicked a field goal. Because at that point, weather and I'm going to make you scramble. I'm not going to do anything stupid. But the fact that... Man, last year, we're going for it. We're on our own 30. Don't care. We have to go for it because he didn't like his kicker. Now he does. Bates is going out there. He's perfect. And so long as he keeps making the field goals, I like the fact that he is less Dan Gamble, more Dan Campbell. And yeah, we will go for it. I mean, that's in his DNA. But last year, yeah, it just got ridiculous at some points. And teams knew that. Like, yeah, they're just going to keep going for it, and we just got to stop them.
There'll still be a time he does it, and I don't want to go. Cross the bridge when we get there.
I mean, that was me for that second touchdown. That they would think it was Gibbs, just right up the middle. It was a great play design.
The only one I've had a problem with so far was the stupid fake punt against Minnesota. It didn't matter. You came back, won the game.
Yeah.
But was that a good decision? Absolutely not. It was ridiculous. Okay, then. Let's go to Christian. He'll lead off today. Za'Darius Smith, talk to me, Christian.
How are you guys?
Good. Super.
Good. So, honestly, I'm calling him because there is nothing more iconic, at least in the city, at least to anyone that's been listening, you guys or the station, of Mike's chair drop. I am very happy, and you all should be blessed, that Mike doesn't have to do an upgrade of the chair drop.
Because
something might have hit Rico, and no one needs that.
No one needs that. No. Chris, I'm very pleased. I feel like this was the best available, well-priced option. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, for Holmes first, because we always talk about how he drafts and all that stuff, which we know he's good at, and... I was listening earlier to some of the morning shows and maybe yesterday of, Brad Holmes, like, is he really the smartest person in the room? And whether that's true or not, this is a good trade. He pulled one off it would have been great last season, but they got that far without it, and they've been winning without, you know, without Hutchinson and stuff like that. And they have so many weapons, but this is great. Hopefully it equates into, you know, keep this thing rolling. Like, no, we're not going to, like Mike, you were talking about this. They're not going to blow everyone out 53-6 or anything like that every time, but can they keep winning? Can they keep going at this clip? Why not?
No.
Why not do it? You're going to lose a few. They're probably going to be some heartbreakers, but like you can't, you got to focus on.
But they look like a team that's going to win 13 or 14 games. I don't have any problem telling you that. I just don't know that you're going to be doing it where you're, you know, you're turning the channel to red zone in the fourth quarter. Like that's, we're living a charmed life right now.
Yeah, it's fun right now. Just as a sports fan, I'm a big Tigers fan. That's when they were doing what they were doing, it was great. The voodoo, whatever it is, it was great. But I know that's a whole another topic.
Christian, I'm going to try to get to them a little later today. I've got some contract estimations from the free agent class this year. I'm going to throw some names, attach some years and term and money. I want to see if we can get a few people like you to call up and see if their baseball team's going to spend a couple nickels, if that sounds good to you.
They need to pull – someone over in that organization needs to do a little – you know, I don't know what. I'm not going to even say it right. Huh?
Yeah,
they need to do a little something. It's not that hard to ask. A little something.
I need a lot of something. But, yes, Christian, I'm with you. Build off of last year's playoff berth and provide you, the fan, with a product you want to spend your money on. It's really not – we're not curing pancreatic cancer here. We're building a baseball team.
Very true.
Let's go to Ed, 97.1. Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
My guys, great job as always. But I'm very happy. But I have to say, like, what we lost Davenport and we lost Hutch.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? It'd be very cheap, $6.5 million from my calculations. Still go get Chase Young. You lost two, add two. It gives you depth. Okay. And imagine third and longs with Smith, Young,
all right.
And
Eddie, I gotta do it. I got to do something. I got to step in, and I'm gonna answer your question in full. Kick back, relax. Chase Young quit on the football field last week. I don't know if you saw this. Chase Young with the Saints at multiple points this season simply isn't finishing plays. It looks a lot like the Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown in the San Francisco game last year. I'm not giving anything up for Chase Young. You want a seventh-round pick? That's the best you're getting. That guy.
That's the only thing I would offer.
That guy does not look like he wants to play football anymore, okay? And he's on a one-year prove-it deal. And you're out there walking, or the minute the quarterback gets the edge, you stop. Now tell me if that fits the profile of grit, one pride, you know, anything that Dan Campbell's selling. Because I'll tell you one thing, Chase Young would enter this locker room, probably get his ass kicked. He's just not the type of player, right? He's not playing. I loved him coming out of college. I wanted the Giants to get him. I remember being all angry. We beat the Redskins, and we couldn't take him. But it hasn't worked out. He had the horrifying knee injury. He also then went to San Francisco for a chance at life and love and happiness, and he basically pulled a Najee Davenport in a laundry basket. Google it. And now you're on a one-year deal with the Saints, and you're not even trying.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to get up here and be like, well, why don't we go get him? I can't.
No, they had to have a come-to-Jesus moment. Meeting with him, like, Chase, here's your low lights. Can't let this happen again. You want to play on this team or not? And then the next week, he actually decided he gave a damn for most of the game.
Kenny, you know the Najee Davenport reference?
I do not.
You should probably Google Najee Davenport laundry basket.
Is this something I should be doing on work Wi-Fi?
100%.
All right.
Yeah. Nothing could go wrong.
Let's just say his nickname is now Najee Davenpoop.
Oh, jeez.
So why don't we go to Scott? We'll keep it timely. He'll be fine. He just like the Najee Davenport laundry basket.
He was a little angry.
248-539.
Creative way to say I'm upset.
Maybe it's something Kenny's into after a few cocktails. Who knows?
Boy. Oh, boy.
All right.
Read
listen.
Something.
Google it, Kenny. You'll be okay. All right, we'll get with the people. Lions have acquired the pass rusher that we wanted and we felt was the most realistic, and we're happy. And I'm back to, okay, you're winning the Super Bowl. You've done what's necessary. Let's roll. But some people want more? If so, what? Or if you're like me, are you willing to just say what you're thinking? Like, you can't bump your gums on the internet about how awesome you are and you're going to win by a zilly every week if you're not willing to say we're winning the Super Bowl. Otherwise, you're just a clown. And nobody likes clowns. I don't know anyone who actually likes clowns. Like, you could be tolerant of clowns. Who likes them? They're scary. They're grown adults who put on clown noses and scary wigs. I don't like anything to do with clowns.
You think clowns are scary?
They're horrifically scary.
Wow.
John Wayne Gacy, scary.
Okay, yes.
It, the clown.
He also killed people.
So did It. Stephen King, scary. I don't like clowns. Clown from Uncle Buck, not good.
The things you learn.
I hate clowns. Terrible. Who likes clowns?
I mean, I don't love clowns, but I don't see clowns as scary.
But you don't like clowns. No one likes clowns. I don't even know why clowns are a thing.
For kids.
No, I don't think kids like them. I think they're scary.
Kids like clowns.
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
I don't even, what are we doing? David, ticket text.
Hey, Lions won again.
I'm excited for the trade and definitely gives me confidence that they can win the Super Bowl, but I would like to add another depth piece.
Okay, but you know what? Forget it. Okay.
No, that's what they want. These people want to complain about everything. They got a guy, and now they want another guy.
I don't know who they want to go and get. When you landed Za'Darius Smith, that was the big fish. He's not a depth guy. He's going to be a starter. He'll be a guy that you're going to have to work into your scheme. But, like, who's the player? Like, okay, we talk about Aziz Ojulari, right? I mean, first of all, the Giants are putting a very high price on him for a guy that is going to be an 8 or 9 game rental. Second of all, he's headed to free agency. So how much do you really want to give up for a guy that who's always hurt, by the way, who might play 8 games for you? I can't sit here and scream and yell and, you know, fist to table, give up a 4th round pick. Guys, you gave up nothing to get Za'Darius Smith. It's the better deal.
I would love to see Detroit double down and trade for Calais Campbell. That's a name if Miami is selling. Tim from Oxford. Brad Holmes made the absolute best move he could make. This is how you win. I couldn't be happier. Ticketmaster has Super Bowl tickets in the upper deck for $7,000 plus fees. Who's in? It's not enough. Lions need Smith. When they had Hutchinson, Smith benefited from having Garrett on the other side. They need another defensive end. That is from Mike. Like the trade, just another move. Doesn't have to be big, but we were totally depleted at edge. One guy may not be enough.
Well, you got an hour and a half. I'd be surprised if they did something else. I really would.
He beats where you were yesterday at this time.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Amen.
This is one of those you can't win 3 Super Bowls until you win one. Yesterday, you had nothing. Now you've added to your defensive line. You brought in an edge rusher.
Is he the best edge who has been traded at the NFL deadline, yes or no?
No.
He's not?
Oh, this year's head. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean like in history. No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what uniform is he going to be wearing Sunday?
Lions.
Oh, so you got the best edge rusher for nothing. Yeah, I'm good with that. But if you want more, God bless. Do your thing. Go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ever since we got Davenport, honestly, even before that, I wanted us to get an edge rusher. But I knew once we drafted 2 corners in the draft that we were probably going to try and go the route of free agency. But once Davenport and Hutch went down, I told all my buddies that at bare minimum, Holmes had to go out and get Za'Darius Smith. Would I like one of those big, shiny pieces? Of course. But it's just not realistic.
I'm with okay, they've made the move. Can you say the magic words?
Super Bowl? Absolutely.
Okay.
I told all my people that I talked to about the Lions that until we get somebody, I don't want to waste a potential Super Bowl roster and not get there because we can't get to the quarterback, and now we can again. Obviously not with the efficiency that Hutch did. On a damn near record pace.
No, this is bridging the gap. This is about at rock bottom. Now at least maybe you could just be middle of the pack in that regard. Good enough. And Aaron Glenn will scheme it up.
They'll do.
You'll still blitz. You hope you get Melifonwu back and you can find a way to get more of a pass rush. But this at least gets you back in the conversation.
It does, because right now you're competing with the Eagles and you're competing with the Commanders, who also made a move today. I guess they really do feel like they're going to be in this thing for the long term.
Well, look, Lattimore is also a long-term piece. Let's face it, right? I mean, Lattimore was a guy we talked about last year that could have been a post-June 1 trade. New Orleans is in the tank. Now, he's hurt. I don't know when Lattimore's due back. But adding a good corner to your core when you feel like, look, if you're the Commanders, it's not about winning the Super Bowl now. Mm-hmm. It's that if there's a really good player available to you, and you now know my franchise is on the right course, like maybe not this year, but the next 2 years, what's the discourse in D.C. going to be? Winning a Super Bowl while Jaden Daniels is on his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. You make that move.
Right.
So I mean, that's a look. I'll get myself in trouble. F it. You know, what the Commanders did is really what the Tigers should do. Hey, our franchise is alive. We might have a chance. Hey, none of our players are due any money before 2027, 8, or 9. Arbitration, look it up. They should do the same thing, Rico.
I'm with you.
Now I'll just shut up.
You're not going to get in trouble for that.
Oh, I want more. I'm the devil, according to some in the Tigerland. How dare you?
It's all about the trust factor, Michael.
I don't have any. I don't trust anybody, much less some baseball executive. Who cares? People treat these executives. I mean, people, you could be on fire on the side of the road. They wouldn't bleep on you to put you out. Get out of here.
Is he on fire?
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, that's a shame. Oh, well.
So where are we going to eat?
So what's our payroll?
Where are we going to eat tonight? I'm in the mood for shish kebab now, watching little Johnny on fire.
Hibachi, anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me of an onion volcano. Let's do that. Damn.
We haven't done that in a while.
Oh, no. But please defend these people in every way, shape, and form like they care about you. It's really rewarding stuff. Hey, let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, congrats to Lions today. We made a move, right? Finally. I know you've been waiting for weeks, but I do want to ask you guys a question. Yeah. You talked about it a lot, of getting over the top. Now, great move, right? What is that extra piece? Or you guys are kind of still saying Super Bowl, but don't we need something just more, or are we just settling right here?
No, I think you can live in a world where you try to get the grand slam, right? But sometimes you just need to drive the run home and hit a fly ball to right. And the sack fly the same job.
He caught it. Well, I guess if you're talking home run, but I mean, the right fielder caught it of where, like, you know, that's our best right fielder in the game, right? Now, are we going to get the bat that's next to go and get the home run because we were down by one?
I don't think so. I mean, I would, Mike, it'd be fun. I'm not mad if they do something else. I just don't know. A, it's a thin market. You're not seeing a lot of edge rushers being dealt. And moreover, the market isn't very good. I mean, Barrett Browning got a 6. They basically gave you Zadarius for some collection of 5s and 6s with a 7 in return. That's nothing. These are all nothing burgers to me. So then it would be what? Ojulari's available and the Giants want a 4. You know, I'm not doing that for 8 games. Not for a guy that's always hurt and a guy who's going to free agency. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, a rental, right? We always talk about the rentals, right? We don't want
rent.
That
I'm just not going to pay for it. You know, if the Giants came to you and said, here, 5th-round pick Ojulari, I'd find a way to make it work.
Yeah, that's fair. And, you know, you guys take a lot of good takes. And, you know, we talked about it for weeks now. They got their guy. Is that it? I'm just trying to see if we can get that over-the-top player.
And I'm not mad at it. Mike, it's always – I love the mindset because, no, I mean, if there's a guy that's available and cheap and it fits the system, maybe. But I'll be surprised in the next hour and 17 minutes. What? You're
Well, the Steelers just made another trade. David?
Mr. Dangerous.
It's interesting because it seems like the Packers, why would they trade him? Yeah. Preston Smith got traded to the Steelers.
Why?
I don't understand that from the Packers side of it.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I was just like, huh. I didn't see that coming.
F them.
Addition, well, you know what? Hey, the Packers just lost out on somebody, so
maybe
that's good for the Lions.
You know what?
Maybe, you know, it's all about that Lions flu. They just gave up now. You beat them.
Well, the Lions are just the type of team that kind of reminds you of Alabama back in the day. You play them, they beat you. They really beat you twice.
Mm-hmm.
Because you lose the next week, too. I don't know. Well, you hate to see it. Why would they trade Preston Smith for? A new groin?
I have not seen it yet, but it's probably a late, you know, day three pick.
Bag of curd? You ever have those things?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Overrated.
248-539-9797. I don't really like the state of Wisconsin.
I was going, yeah, you got to try the cheese curds. I was like, it's just little pieces of cheese.
It's not good. Look, it's all they have. What do you think? Curd and meth.
All right. I
thought that was West Virginia. Well, that's moonshine and meth. All right, football of some form. The music will tell us where we're going. David, feel free anytime you're ready.
So let's get to it. Plenty of deals already done today. So let's get to the Saints deal. They traded Marshawn Lattimore. Want your complete thoughts. The Commanders get him for a third, a fourth, and a sixth round selection. He is going to be there for a couple years, so it's not just this year. So your thoughts.
You're in your Super Bowl window. You know Jaden Daniels is real. You know you got 2 to 3 years before you got to pay this cat. Yeah, you need a lead corner. I don't have a problem with it. If they like him, if Dan Quinn believes he fits their scheme, obviously a defensive head coach weighs heavy on that move. I like it. Yeah. You know, you got to spend the money somewhere, right? So I'm fine with it. I think it's a nice move, and I hate every NFC East team because all they do is beat my team.
Yeah, as far as the Commanders go, it's what we talk about with the Lions. You don't mind spending if you're going to get a piece of the puzzle that's going to be there for a long term. So, yeah. It was a good move. I was a little shocked, but, you know, the fact that, yeah, I guess the Commanders realize we're a lot further along than we really thought we were
Why?
Going to be.
Because they got the quarterback, which yeah. brings me to the point. David, a question. If you called your Uncle Gilbert, how much for a prayer, like a real one?
It's not happening.
Well, I mean, Dionne Warwick sold prayers. Why can't you?
We are not Dionne Warwick.
I need you to pray the Giants lose to the Panthers Sunday so we can get a quarterback. And I, too, can participate in this sport everyone loves known as football. How much for you to pray for the Carolina Panthers? Can you do that for me? What's the AV room at the church need?
Wish I could, man.
Greater Life NIL package.
Right. No, consider it name, no. image, and likeness. Does your uncle need new bow ties?
No. NIP package. Name, image, and prayer.
I will have a suit made for Uncle Gilbert if you pray for I need you to pray for the Giants' demise.
Michael, you only have to buy this bow tie.
Right.
But it's going to cost you $50,000.
All right, we can move on. But David, think about a number. Think about a financial number for Greater Life. I need legitimate prayer, not those con artist beads and holy water that's not holy water that used to get sent out to poor old people who paid for prayers. I mean a real one.
Okay. Let's talk about the Steelers for a second. They made a couple moves here. They have traded for a fifth-round pick for Mike Williams to the New York Jets. They just traded a seventh-round selection to the Green Bay Packers for Preston Smith. They are 6-2 coming out of the bye week. Are they a legit threat now with these two additions?
No.
I didn't think so.
But, I don't know, you wanted to ensure you made the playoffs. You shored up. You gave yourself another body on offense. Mm-hmm. And Preston Smith, if he's got anything left in the tank, you need him. I mean, let's face it, you're not as deep up front as you think you are. And Highsmith's always hurt. The kid who backed him up got hurt. And TJ Watt's only one human. So, I'm good with the moves. And, David, you know what it is in Pittsburgh. You want to keep that playoff streak. You want to keep rolling. You're 6-2. What did you really give up?
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. And, I mean, really, you're competing with the Ravens. So, yeah, I like the moves for your Steelers. You're not happy about it, but I think you guys did pretty good today.
I'm about winning Super Bowls, and this doesn't get you to that. But it's what they had, what they could do at the deadline. It's so amazing. It is what it is.
You know, I'm sitting here, and my team is one step from drowning in a bathtub. And I got to listen to a guy who's 6-2, bro, upset.
My team is all in the hospital. So, yeah.
That's all. I just won a Super Bowl.
I'm about to dress up as a clown to go visit everybody.
Can you all explain to me? Oh, wow. Explain to me what Dallas is doing here.
I can't.
So, next on one question. End, they place Dak Prescott on the IR. Then on the other side, they give up a fourth round selection to the Panthers for Jonathan Mingo, who,
According to these stats here, among 72 wide receivers with at least 50 receptions since the start of the season, he's last in receiving yards, second to last in yards per route, and last in catch rate. Mind you, the Chiefs got Hopkins for a fifth round selection.
Yeah, look, it's a ridiculous comp. It's a ridiculous payment for a player who has failed since day one as a second-round pick in Carolina. I know the quarterback play has been questionable, but he's made no impact. I mean, Xavier Leggett is above him. Adam Thielen is above him. Deontay Johnson was brought in above him. Someone needs to do a wellness check on Jerry. Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, no Dak for a couple of weeks. If anything, I actually thought that they would try to maybe, you know what, let's just power this down. We have a built-in excuse. We're already hitting the losing streak, and Dak's going to be gone. Let's just try and focus on next year since we're already paying these guys anyway. But to double down, it's like...
And a fourth-round pick's no joke. I mean, that's a starter.
Yeah.
For Jonathan Mingo. Okay. I don't know what to say.
Or why not just wait and draft your own who's actually better than them next year? But yeah, like you're pushing your chips into the middle of the table, and it's like, Jerry, the game's over.
Right.
Okay, we all went home. There's nobody there.
So I wanted to bring this up because Detroit, yes, you're not the only one that may have problems with young players. The Cincinnati Bengals are dealing with a young rookie wide receiver, Jermaine Burton, who missed the walkthrough on Saturday. So he missed the game because they suspended him, basically saying you're not going to play. And then there's a picture out here where he was at the casino during the game. Instead of being at home, taking the punishment, he's out at the casino. What is wrong with these young guys sometimes?
Gee. Rico, do you want to go first?
You know what I think it is, David? And you know what? I don't think they love the game. I think that this is just a job to them, and they're treating it like that. They're not treating it as something that can basically shore up their future if they take it seriously, that they're the 1% who actually made it to the league. It's just a joke for them. They might as well be working at some box store or wherever, or some supermarket. In their mind, period, you're not going to tell me what to do. I'm this person. Actually, we are, because we're going to hold back your game checks.
The other problem, you know, he's been frustrated with his role. Dude, who do you think you're playing over? You think you're playing over Jamar Chase? You think you're playing over T. Higgins? Like, who do you think you should be playing over? Yosi Vosh, the kid they got from Princeton, all that kid has done is show up to work, learn the entire playbook in 10 minutes, and he produces. Who are you supposed to be playing over, son? I just, honestly, I have a different take than Rico. It doesn't make it right. We just have a different opinion. I actually just think the world's filled with really stupid people that are also petulant children. Welcome to Gen Z. Here we are. Oh, my God. I need a coping mechanism. I just watched a violent movie.
I don't want to paint ridiculous. An entire generation that way, but I think that a lot of these players, their goal was to make the league, not to play in the league, not to become a Hall of Famer.
I'll give you an example. I just read in one of the New York papers, Georgetown, Hoyas, Georgetown has set up trigger suites for their students today in case they hear political beliefs that they can't handle, complete with milk, cookies, and nap time. At a school you're spending $68,000 a year to go to, you can't handle someone.
These are supposedly the future leader. Like, you graduate from Georgetown, that means something.
Jermaine Burton, that's his generation, right? There you go. I don't know. I got nothing, man. You're at the casino as an NFL football player during a game after you missed the walkthrough, you got benched?
Mike, maybe you may be on some. Maybe this is the byproduct of the participation trophy and everybody wins something because you're not hungry. Because, well, you know, I want this. Well, you can't have it. Well, I'm going to pout.
Here you go. In recognition of these stressful times, all McCourt community members are welcome to gather in the third floor of the Commons to take a much-needed break, joining us for mindfulness activities and snacks throughout the day. The school's director of student engagement in an email to students obtained by the Free Press. You're really going to hate the real world.
You're right, Rico. They're supposed to be the new political leaders, the new CEOs.
But David, this is the byproduct of the participation. Everybody wins. You can have whatever you want, little Johnny.
And Mike Hilton said it best. He's their all-world slot corner.
He did.
And Mike Hilton's a dog. Man, this is the pros. No one's here to baby you anymore. He's on record saying that.
Yeah.
I think you got a lot of these young kids. They're not coached anymore. You know who will agree? I'll bet you bottom dollar. As many lunches, I bet you TJ agrees with me Friday. These college kids aren't coached anymore. They're coddled. Not coached, coddled. Why? You hurt my feelings, MF. I'm transferring.
Why do you think the NBA is so watered down right now? Because the AAU mindset has just kept going through college, and now it's in the pros.
So Burton thinks he's the chosen one. Burton thinks I went to Alabama. I'm special. I'm the prettiest pony on the ranch. No, you're not. You're a bum. Get the hell out of here.
He is a bum.
And he chose to go pull slots. Yeah. What do you want me to do with this guy?
They're in a punishment. That is in football today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.